The Great Lakes lose.
I know. It's nice.
Opening night tonight at Dow Diamond.
About time.
Yeah. After going a whole year without playing baseball at Dow Diamond.
And the weather should dry up by midday, shouldn't it?
Yeah,
yeah.
Should.
Yeah,
great,
yeah.
Great.
Hold about 60, so it should be pleasant. It's a it's a 6:05 first pitch.
Right.
Remember this year, the Loons and all of the Midwest League are playing kind of a geographic schedule.
So they'll be playing about, like, four teams or five teams?
Let's see. Well, we got Dayton, West Michigan,
two,
Lake County, Lansing,
three,
four. Fort Wayne.
Five.
Wisconsin.
All right.
Six. Yeah, we got six.
Oh, six teams. Yeah. Good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's not bad. Yeah,
and
not
these
bad
will be the way the schedule's set. Every week it's going to be a six-game series.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, it's going to be Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Take the day off. And then the next 6 days you play games.
Yeah.
Take the day off on Monday. Oh. So every Monday is going to be off, and so you can either be at home or maybe take that Monday to travel. That's the way the schedule is going to be set up this year.
I see.
So it's going to be kind of different, especially six-game series. Get to know your opponent, because you'll see starting pitchers once, twice, you know, within a series.
Oh, that's true.
So, and, you know, head to loons.com for all your tickets and information. It's going to be a reduced attendance, like at Major League Parks.
Right. Do we know the capacity?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'd have to look up.
I want to say it's, and this is, you know, I'm just grabbing a number, but I believe the number is somewhere around 1,200 to 1,500.
That's what I remember. Okay. Yeah. I think so.
And remember the Loons this year? Now changed to a high A affiliate.
Oh, yeah.
Of the Los Angeles Dodgers, which is kind of cool because West Michigan has done the same thing for the Tigers, too. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of cool. And I understand, and I'm looking at the roster. How fun is this? That there is one player from Michigan on the Loons roster.
Really? How about that?
It's a pitcher from Holland. I could get a pronunciation on these names. Mike Mokma, M-O-K-M-A. A 22-year-old man, a young man, again, from Holland, Michigan, who played for Michigan State as well.
Oh.
So cool is that to have a Michigan man on the Loons roster.
Great.
An interesting mix, too. I see Texas, New York, Arizona, Florida's, Hawaii.
Whoa.
It's a long way from home. New Jersey, Massachusetts, California. So a lot of states represented on the Loons roster.
And you may want to go to the Loons website to find out how you go about getting tickets, because you won't be paying cash at the gate or anything like that this year. It's a little different because of the pandemic. So check so you know in advance so you aren't disappointed when you get there.
Yeah, and we'll put up a link up on our online page too, loons.com. It's real simple, loons.com. You can always call. They got a great phone number, 989-837-BALL.
That's that easy.
837-BALL.
It's just so nice to have the Great Lakes Loons back. I mean, we missed them last year, and I think that's just is another illustration that things are starting to get back to normal a little bit here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was complaining, I think, on Saturday a little bit. I was like, wow, I have so much sports to report in so little time. Wait, why am I complaining? Because last year this time,
we had no
nothing.
Sports. Yeah. We were scavenging. We were looking for the English Dart League.
That's right.
Would you believe they were off for 640 days?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
That seems unbelievable.
Wow. Yeah, it does.
And I'm sure the players are going to be happy to get back on that field, too.
Well, and the major league teams to get these players some playing time.
Yeah.
That's another big thing.
A lot of fun attached and a lot of necessity attached to minor league baseball. We're glad the Loons are back tonight, opening night at Dow Diamond.